And this is the second half hour of the morning process. And now we're just going to go over a rather simple but rapid process on sorting out the places where you know for sure you're not. Just know for sure you're not. Now let's just go over this now and get some of these really good. Now let's get very microscopic about it too. You know, I'm not under the left-hand atom 1 inch deep into that wall.
Is it okay if you just look at that atom?
Yeah, that's right. Just get a series now. Very specific, minute, microscopic positions that you are not in, for sure. Okay, now some of you are doing that by looking. Now let's shift. And let's just sit right where you are and know you're not. Don't look, just know you're not in these positions. But know it very certainly. Now if you have to go and look at some of these places, why the dickens with it? Let's get some that you don't have to go and look and check yourself on. Okay, you got some? All right. Now, let's put up 8 bright balls, anchor points, something of the sort, and snap them in. Not so hard they explode. Just put up 8 anchor points and bring them in. And 8 more anchor points and bring them in. And 8 more and bring them in. So forth. All right, now let's make 8 anchor points out of uranium. And bring them in. Bright, explosive, dense sort of a mixture. Bring them in. Till you got lots of them. Now, do it some more. Got a big lot of them. Okay. Now, let's get them out of heavy stars. Let's put up 8 anchor points, which are heavy stars, and bring them in on yourself. Just pull them in. And 8 more, and pull them in, and 8 more, and pull them in. Real heavy stars. Teaspoonful of their mixture on Earth would weigh 1 ton. Real heavy. Bring them in one after the other. Pull them in. All right, now let's get 8 galaxies as anchor points. 8 galaxies and bring them in. Composed of stars as heavy as those 8 that you were bringing in. Okay. Now, let's mock up 8 anchor points of any kind. Just hold on to those others. That's good. and throw these 8 anchor points outwards. Make them go out. And 8 more anchor points and make them go out. Just repeat that. Lots more going out. Now let's mock up 8 heavy stars and move them out. Series after series after series. And now let's mock up 8 galaxies and move them out. And 8 more and move them out, and 8 more and move them out. Okay. Now do what you please with any of those masses. And let's take 8 stars and turn them black as anchor points around us, one in each corner of the cube, like they're sort of a cube, and bring those in, and 8 more. And make them denser and blacker and bring those in. And 8 more and make those dense and black and bring those in. Black anchor points. Bring them in. Lots of them. Asking you to bring these in controlled now. Let's not start up any avalanches. If an avalanche starts up, just skip it. Put out 8 orderly there. Bring them in. 8 more and bring them in. Okay, now let's mock up 8 black galaxies and bring them in. And 8 more black galaxies and bring them in. Okay. Now let's take 8 black anchor points and throw them away. Eight more and throw them away. 8 more and throw them away. 8 more and throw them away. Now get 8 black galaxies and throw them away. And another series of 8, and another series of 8. Okay. Do what you please with all those masses. Now turn the whole field around you black. Now look straight through it. So that it dissipates. turn the whole field around you black again. And then look straight through it so it dissipates. And turn the field around you jet gluey black now. Really messy. And look straight through this. Any blackness which you now have left after that, why, turn it white. Turn it green. Turn it white. Turn it green. Turn it blue. And if you fail to do any of the last, why, just duplicate it several times. Duplicate the failure several times. If you succeeded in doing it, duplicate the win several times. Okay, throw aside whatever you had. Be over the city. And let's see everything as though it were made out of gold. As though it were totally green. As though it were totally yellow. As though it were totally blue. As though it were totally orange. Okay. Now let's look at it in its component colors. That is to say, look at the green that's in the scenery only. Look at the blue that's in the scenery only. Then look at the yellow that's in the scenery only. Now jam the chromatic band together in such a way that you see it all in all of its colors simultaneously. Okay. If you succeeded in doing that, duplicate it many times. If you failed to do any part of that, duplicate that many times. Okay. Now let's take the emotion which you have right this moment and put it into several mountains, several walls, several spaces, one after the other. Do that some more. Put the emotion one after the other. Okay, now let's throw all that away and look around the environment and just guess at or know or postulate the emotion of several things, and each time be that emotion yourself. You know, that mountain is angry, so you feel angry. Okay. All right. Now mock up a mob of people out in front of you. A mob of people out in front of you, all of whom have the idea that you're a tramp. Sweep that aside and mark up a mob of people out in front of you, all of whom have the idea that you're a god. Sweep that aside. And a mob of people out in front of you, all of whom have the idea that you work hard. And do that again many times. They all have the idea you work hard. Okay, sweep all those away and put a large mob of thetans out in front of you, all of whom have the idea that you're lazy. And sweep them aside, another mob, and sweep them aside, another mob, and sweep them aside. They all got the idea you're lazy. Okay, sweep all that aside. And let's put a whole mob of people out in front of you now with the idea that you're stupid. Put them there and sweep aside, and put it there and sweep aside, and put it there and sweep aside. Okay, now a whole mob of people there who have the idea that you're tremendously brilliant. Do that many times. Now get that again, and these new mobs, get them really convinced that you're brilliant. Mob after mob. Boy, are they convinced you're brilliant. Okay. Now let's get a whole mob of you facing the other way, facing away from you, with great conviction, trying to convince people. Another mob of you trying to convince people, another mob of you trying to convince people. Mob after mob trying to convince people. Okay, now let's get mob after mob of people trying to convince you. Okay. Now let's get one mob of you and one mob of other people and get this time after time now, agreeing that energy must be conserved. We must conserve energy. Time after time, mob of you, mob of other people, all of you agreed that you must conserve energy. More mobs. Have to save energy. Be careful of it. Do that some more. Do it a lot more times. Mobs of people. Mobs of you. Conserve energy. All right, now let's not make these mobs verbalize this. Let's give them the actual action that conserves energy now. Total agreement on the matter. Okay, now let's get a whole mob of you and a whole mob of other people, all of them trying to conserve ideas. They're scarce. Let's conserve ideas. A lot more mobs. Okay. Let's throw all those mobs away. Get them back. Throw them away. Get them back. Throw them away. Get them back. Throw them away. Get them back, throw them away, get them back, and squish them all down now into a nice dense mass. Wring the squish out of them and get them dense. Now pat them into a nice sphere. Eat them. Okay. Now let's check over the environment and find some things you're not at this moment being forced to duplicate. And find some things that are not interposing between you and your goals. And find some things sufficiently safe so that you don't have to erect a barricade between you and them. Okay. And some places where you are not. And some emotions you are not at this moment emoting. And some energy masses you do not have to have. Some more that you don't have to have. Reach out and grab a couple of pieces of mess. And hold on and don't think. Find the floor beneath your feet.
End of session.